Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I am Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
Tom, I've got a pair of jeans that fit just right.
Oh, shit. So where'd you find those?
The Gap. So that's been good for me.
That'd be good if the whole music video was him trying on different jeans. Oh, these don't fit right at all. Why did I even put these on? They're 24-30s.
Oh, my God. We'll bring in our guest. Luke Moniz is here, everybody.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Give it up for him. Give it up.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me. It's good to be back. The prodigal son returns.
That's right. People have been like, are they ever going to have him back after the last time? And, yeah. You know, we took our time, but we finally... Who did you defend last time?
I think it was Birthday Songs.
Birthday
right?
Songs.
Oh, yeah. The deep well that we had.
Yeah, I was like, hey, guys, I think it's my second time on the podcast. I need to go really esoteric. God knows I don't have any other musicians I could possibly defend after Ed Sheeran.
Oh, man.
Let's do the happy birthday. I believe it was just the... Oh, maybe it was all Birthday Songs. But
I think we just talked about Birthday Songs. Was it your birthday or something, or was it just completely?
It was like right before the pandemic. It was like a weird time for all of us. We knew something was in the water.
That was probably when we should have pulled the plug on the whole premise of the show. Like once we got to Birthday Songs, we probably should have been like, I think we've had a good run. I think we ran out of gas. And, that's
totally.
All right.
Yeah, it's good to know I was the canary in the coal mine. I was sort of the death knell of the podcast. So now you guys are really coasting.
Gave us a great topic this time, and
yes.
But before, we want to give a quick plug. You have got an album coming out April 21st. Am I right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Thank you for
happening
plugging that.
In my head. April 21st,
right.
Blonde Medicine. Did I do it? I'm not looking at anything.
You're not looking at anything
for an album.
I think I nailed it.
What made you decide to name it something like that?
I just leave the Zoom.
What gives you the right to take that sort of... no, that's very exciting stuff.
Thanks,
Wait. What's the date on that again?
April 21st. The pre-order is available now. 21st. I don't know if anybody in the... What are they called, the fans here? Stand By Your Fans?
Well, they were the piss freaks for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. They used to be piss freaks. I think we had another one at some point, but
Urine Nation was a
Urine Nation was big. I think we need to switch to a horse based thing now. Mm-hmm. It's horse. Stand By Your Band. It's horses now.
Oh my God! Speaking of that, I found out Zac Brown's fans have a name that I found. Do you know what this is, Luke?
No,
they are the Zamily. Is what they're called.
Oh God. That's brutal. Maybe we should just take that.
Yeah, you guys should just take that. I feel like that's like a very kind of like boomer Facebook aesthetic that I feel could really. Tom, are
like
you in a hotel, by the way?
Yeah, I'm in a hotel. I'm in Las Vegas.
Oh, you're
California.
In Vegas.
You
now.
Didn't. These are very ugly. Yeah. If this was in my home, I would be pretty bummed.
I was like, shout out to Tom's weird room.
He keeps his Bible right next to his bed.
That's right. And that woman is the maid. Yeah. I'm just standing in the back.
That's an awfully sticky remote you have there, Tom.
you gotta come see the house. Speaking of Luke, you gotta come by.
Yeah, speaking of Luke, you gotta come see the house. No, that's the name of the podcast. Speaking of Luke, welcome back to Speaking of Luke with Tom and Tommy. No, I would love to see the house. I'd love to come over there. I'd bring a gift. I'd bring some sort of basket of some kind.
I love the sound of that. I was only in town for like one day, and then it was your birthday, and I felt bad because I got home at like 1 a.m, and I was like, I think it's too late to go to Luke's birthday.
Yeah, It did start late. What'd you say, Tommy?
I was going to say, I know a song you could have sung for him.
The chicken fried one?
Yeah.
I think we should start right off talking about Chicken Fried, because I just rewatched the video of one of the funniest things that has ever happened in the history of news media. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Last year, war broke out in Ukraine, and CNN has live footage of it. And it's like the sirens, like the air raid sirens, and the most like bleak, desolate, scary visual on the screen. And then half the screen cuts to an Applebee's commercial and just starts playing, "You know, I have some chicken fries." while you can still see Ukraine like under attack.
Yeah, and the bombs are dropping.
It's one of the funniest juxtapositions ever.
That video is like, it's almost like Zach Brown becomes the soundtrack to American Decline.
Yeah. I mean, it is perfect. That is exactly he nails down what America is, doesn't he?
Oh my God. 100%.
Let's go ahead and listen to some of it.
Please.
Because in case, I'm sure the listeners know, but just in case, here's a little bit of Chicken Fried.
Chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea pecan pie.
I love a pecan pie shout out in there.
Oh, it's just underrated pie.
Love it. One of my favorite. Maybe
it's
my
a
favorite
fine
pie.
Pie. Is that your favorite pie?
I think it might be my favorite pie.
Really?
It's weird. In 5 years, we've never talked about our favorite pies.
Oh,
that's
God.
Be the next, our next venture.
Stand by your pie.
Oh, my. Oh, my. It's pie.
Pie, oh, my.
And it's a horse.
That's right. Yep.
It works out.
Pecan pie. I'm struggling here. I like just a classic blueberry pie, I think. Classic.
Yeah, I think I might be a blueberry pie guy, too. You know, I'm also partial to a banana cream. Sorry.
Love a banana cream. Yeah.
I didn't know you were like that. So decadent.
Yeah, it's extremely decadent.
All this chicken fried and pecan pie, I don't think those pants are going to be fitting so right after all the shit he's eaten.
No.
Beards.
Well, he's
by
a
Saturday morning, these pants aren't fitting right. I'm sorry.
You know I like my fitting pants.
So that song came out in 2005, it was the perfect time for me to hear it. I was a dumbass. I was in high school, and I was like starting to listen to a little pop country, and I remember loving that song, and I would get hyped up when it came on the radio. So it's an extremely stupid song, but it brings me back, and I still
this
like hearing it.
Something I love about Tommy is his taste is either like extremely refined or the dumbest bullshit that's ever. It's either like extremely like esoteric, or it's like Toby Keith.
yeah. We put your boot in your ass.
That's a classic. I think if Stand By Your Band could stand by one song, it's either that boot in your ass song. Or the Neil McCoy
Take a knee, my ass. Well, it's also, this song has that moment, like the bridge breakdown, where he just immediately is like, "I thank God for my life and the stars and stripes,
yeah,
like, freedom forever, flat lettering." And it's kind of like, "Oh shit, we're not just having a good Friday night; we're also thinking about those that we've lost."
That part is in there because apparently he wrote the song on an anniversary of 9/11, so. He was like, "I got to put that in there."
Hey, that's an incredible fact, because he wakes up on 9/11 and he's like, "Man, I love fried chicken and beer. Oh, fuck. I should
mention 9/11.
I need to look at the calendar."
Yeah.
I love that fact.
Yeah.
Oh,
think also he's like, because the end of the bridge, he's like, I correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have the lyrics pulled up, but I do have them in the old noggin. I think he says, salute the ones who died, yeah, the ones who gave their life, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like chicken.
Like our chicken fries.
Like they're trying to take our chicken.
That's how we get back. That's true. They're taking our goddamn chicken.
Yeah.
They want us to grill our chicken and put it in tzatziki sauce.
Which is actually how I prefer it in my old age.
That's right. Yeah, it goes down easier for sure.
They want us to be eating falafel. Yeah. Shit.
Now, Tommy, I think to your point, this song is in the sort of tail end of post 9/11 pop country that was parodied on, you know, South Park and stuff, where, like, you know, you sort of have to do the rah, you have to include the rah rah thing, and, you know, it's like term two Bush, like, you have to still kind of take a side in the whole Middle East wars thing, like that. Yeah. That's very, that aesthetic is very strong in early ZB.
So yeah. I'm
really
looking,
curious. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I was trying to find like a long form interview with him that I could watch or listen to, and he does not do a lot of them. I found the longest thing I could find online was a 17 minute interview with Pat McAfee.
Oh my god!
Oh, did you watch it?
Of course, I watched it.
Was Pat standing up?
Oh, he was standing
that
up.
That man does not like to sit down.
Here's a direct Pat McAfee quote: "How you fucking sing in tune every night? I mean." I mean, to your point earlier, it's like it's either this or like an NPR interview with Mitski, where it's like, what am I watching right now? But even in that interview, he gives like a million, you know, the most generic songwriter answers of like, I actually like to sing as a kid, and I actually started as a music fan. I'm like, no fucking way.
Yeah, no. You enjoyed music? Fucking asshole.
That's hilarious.
But then at the end, like as he's like getting out, he did like manage to sneak in like, and I just want to remind everyone that we do live in the greatest country in the world.
Oh,
I was like,
oh wow. Yeah. Sure. And that's recent,
true?
Then.
I haven't looked at the
the ranking,
charts
the power
lately.
Rankings.
Yeah.
The power rankings.
ESPN puts out the Monday morning. Yeah.
Yeah. What does the Kia MVP ladder say? No, that's really interesting. So that must have been recent. So he must still be holding on to that, you know.
So this was like him talking about his like comeback to live music after COVID, which he kept referring to as the storms that took over. Our country. Like I don't think he wanted to say the word COVID or pandemic or anything. Like I think he's very careful about the people that like.
Oh him. Yeah,
well he burned a lot of country music fans. He lost a lot because of his weird. He tried to like get into like an artsier
into pop,
like there's like techno elements.
It's techno pop
to two of his albums, and he a lot of country music people are like, this piece of shit. It's not country, and he was really condescending about it too, because people it got panned, and he was like, these people don't get it. I'm an artist now. I'm not just shelling out bullshit. And he talks a lot of shit. He said that Luke Bryan made a song that made him want to throw up. And apparently Luke Bryan and him are friends. And it was like a huge controversy in the country music world during the CMT. I think it was the CMT Awards. There was like a whole parody about it. And like they brought them out and made them like hug and kiss and make up.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, Luke Bryan kissed him on the cheek. And apparently it was a big thing.
Everybody's mean to Luke Bryan in the industry. Like that's another thing that came out recently that like Blake Shelton also like bullied like at a concert in like Georgia or Alabama recently. He was like, I don't like when – he was talking about how he likes when the audience sings along when he's at his concerts. But he's like, I'm just glad you're not like singing any of that boring Luke Bryan bullshit. And but like, yeah. And then apparently Luke Bryan was very miffed by it. And like people like treat him like, I guess, like a little runt kind of, you know. And it's just funny.
We got to get into country music so we can bully Luke Bryan. Seems like a good time.
Yeah, that's why a lot of these guys are in it.
Bit.
Yeah, put him in, give him a swirly. Yeah, I guess Alan Jackson hung him upside down and dumped the change out of his pocket. Damn.
Yeah, Travis Tritt gave him a fucking wedgie and beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, one of them definitely. Yeah, Trace Atkins or somebody. Somebody's beating the hell out of him. Beat the living shit out of him.
People are like slut shaming him by cyberbullying. Oh my lord. What a country.
Music.
Yeah, the country go. Music. Luke, tell us about how you got into this whole. How'd you join the Zamily?
My main introduction into country music was via. I listened a little bit, and I was a Zach Bryan. Brown guy before, but Alyssa, my girlfriend, who's also a former guest, who I believe defended Toby Keith.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it, yep. Was it Toby Keith that she did?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
No, yeah. No. Wait, no. Because what's their names? Will did Toby Keith, remember? Because that's when he was like, fuck you, dude. She did do country, though. Did she do Alan Jackson, maybe?
Let me try and find it.
Hmm.
I feel like she did Alan Jackson, but I could be
crazy.
I'm
trying to find it. One second.
Unless we did, we might have done that one again, because we definitely did. I remember Ryan and Will did Toby Keith. But Toby Keith is big enough that we might have done him twice.
Well, Alyssa got me really into it, and I went from poo-pooing her interest in country music to being a big fan. And actually recently Alyssa and I went to Tommy, I think I might have told you this, but Alyssa and I went to Carrie Underwood at the Crypto.com arena, and we saw and Carrie Underwood puts on quite a show, by the way. And towards the end of her concert, she brought out Axl Rose.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Who looks?
That's incredible.
Was Kenny Chesney, by the way.
That's what I was about. I didn't want to interrupt, but I was like, I thought it was Kenny Chesney. That's it. Yep.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Yeah.
Axl Rose look like?
How's he looking?
Yeah. Well, I don't have to explain it to you guys. You remember when Axl Rose made that first like comeback, probably around the time Chicken Fried came out, where he like sang with Buckethead and he looked like hell. You know, he had like his face looked like a big block of cheese.
Sure.
And but now he's like embracing his middle age, or you know, embracing his 50s or 60s, whatever you want to call it, and he has like short hair, and he sounded incredible.
Interesting.
Wow.
And he did Welcome to the Jungle, and then he saluted the crowd, and then he went back under the stage. Probably lives under there, actually.
That's sick. At Crypto.
Yeah,
he gets to watch the games for free, or at least listen to them.
Yeah, he bumps
you can hear the footsteps.
Yeah, he bumps the court with a broom. Keep it down, Anthony Davis.
Try
to get
harder.
Some sleep. Yeah. Goddamn, Kawhi Leonard keeps waking me up. Yeah. So anyway, Alyssa shepherded me into, you know, a real full embrace of country music. And honestly, I went from being a guy who maybe liked Chicken Fried and then maybe Zach Brown's cover of that Dan Fogelberg song, My Old Man, I believe is what it's called.
Which is about Axl Rose.
That's right. To somebody who embraces his full oeuvre, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Oh, leader of the band, not My Old Man. Sorry.
So okay. I was in this interview. He was talking about he comes from a family of step brothers and sisters, including he had 12 siblings. So there was 21 years between him and his oldest brother, and he thinks that's why he was so into like the 70s. Roots rock kind of stuff that informs a lot of the early sound, the pre-owl sound, as people like to call it. But
which he's returned to. I mean, he's returned to that priest. Yeah. That he's returned to his, you know.
I mean, you have to. You can't. Yeah. When you hit flop that hard. But
totally.
People are saying, like, I was reading a lot of, like, forums about when the people turning on him, and they were saying, on Reddit, they were saying, like, when did he become a zaddy? Because there's a, like, he's wearing, like, one of those, like, bowler hat type thing. He just looks, and he's in the water, he's all tatted up. But, he switched it up a little bit, and then in the comments, people were like, I liked him until he started doing cocaine and left his wife and did all this shit.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like he was trying to be really cool, and people did not like
him. Yeah, it's like divorced. Yeah, that's the thing. I think you can track this all to his, like, divorced guy energy. He also, you know, I think he always wore that kind of hat, but maybe that hat became more compact, and he became more of, like, he lost some weight, and he was like, I'm going to show my tattoos. He looks like a guy who owns a bar in Portland.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. And talks about how Antifa is ruining the town.
I know. I wouldn't say this, but I think Antifa's, you know, that guy.
Yeah. Look, I just don't want him coming in my bar. That's it. I just leave my small business alone.
Yeah. They're like, I wouldn't say this, and then they say it immediately.
Yeah. Look, I never say stuff like this, but Trump is actually the media is treating him a little bad. I mean, so, I'm just trying to be fair.
He got divorced, then he got remarried to a model, and that's the kind of stuff that the country music fan base really
turn on you for. That
that's like getting canceled in the country world is just marrying a new woman
that's the only way you can get canceled.
Yep. Living a rock star type of life at all, they don't want to see that shit. No. They want to think of you as a god-fearing wife-loving man. They want you to be a big wife guy is the truth.
Totally.
I do too. I want all my rockers to be loyal to their partners.
Yeah.
If I see them out, if I see Mick Jagger out there kissing on young hussies, I'm out.
Yeah. Hey, Mick Jagger, why don't you stay at home with your 30-year-old wife? You just have a little compassion, please. Hang out more with your 26-year-old fiance. Yeah.
Your 40-year-old son and your 30-year-old wife.
50-year-old kids. oh, boy. I do want to say, before we move on to the next song here, we did not get a voicemail from Jared, but he told me to say, he said, you can just say that you sent it to me. I tried to listen to it, and all that I said was, it's so bad that I can't even leave a voicemail.
Unbelievable. I would say whatever. All right. I become increasingly
Luke
frustrated.
About to pop off.
I become increasingly frustrated with Jared's responses every time I come on here. I was about to throw my headset off like an NFL football coach.
Some would say this is the most disrespectful thing he's ever done to a guest, but that's up for the listener's speculation.
I mean, listen, it's definitely, of the episodes I've listened to, it's certainly up there. I mean, at least, I will say, ultimately, I'm glad he didn't leave a voicemail, because I think the physical manifestation of hearing that in my ear, I think I probably would have freaked out even more. I think it's best to keep us operating at a distance, and you guys... just, you know, you can edit him in later if he chooses to, if he changes his mind.
Sure. Also, I'm reminded, I want to say this before we move on. I just remembered, because we didn't record last week, I should have apologized. I had something, I think, called the norovirus.
Whoa.
I was fucked up. We were also in New York, and I thought that I had food poisoning, but it lasted for way too long to be that. I think I had something fucked up. So
Jesus.
I was not in a position to be able to record, and I apologize. And I met a fan in Tulsa who listens, and I wanted to give him a shout-out. I believe his name was Sam. He bought a T-shirt. Good guy.
Nice.
And he said that he was on the Patreon because of my mental breakdown from begging people to join the Patreon. So we appreciate you, Sam.
That's awesome.
And I am still having a mental breakdown, so feel free to jump on the Patreon.
Yeah. All right. Jesus.
Yeah, it's not looking old, too good for old Tom. Let's listen to another song. Let's hear Colder Weather.
This will make you happy.
Why?
She'd check Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln.
Do you think a woman actually ever said to him that you're a rambling man? I can't picture someone in an argument actually ever saying that.
Yeah. Or calling somebody a gypsy.
Which is not the right term these days. But
no, I don't think you're supposed to say that.
Yeah. She said you're from the Roma people.
Yeah, it's Romani. Right?
Romani people.
Yeah. The Roma people are Alfonso Cuarón and his crew.
That's right. His whole crew. Yeah, the conciliary Tom.
Oh, shit. I'm a big sap for that song, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one was pulling at my little heartstrings.
His voice is incredible. You know, you have to give it to him. He does have mm-hmm. a very nice baritone going.
Oh, mm-hmm. I mean, that is one of my favorite songs by him. And he, yeah, just, you know, listen, guys, I'm talking to one of you right now in a hotel room. I mean, you guys get it. We're a bunch of road dogs out here, all right? We left the old life behind. This is a lot of hearts. He's speaking right to us. So, no. But, you know, it's a – this made me think. Not that I was getting emotional, but has anyone ever cried on the podcast from a song?
I've gotten very close if I haven't. We've definitely been listening to something, and I've been like, oh, fuck. Like, this dumbass podcast is going to make me cry.
We had a moment on the Patreon where we both got the chills at the same time.
But, yeah. Which song was that? Because it was a dumbass song,
It was another country song. It was, I think it was You're Gonna Miss This.
You're Gonna Miss This.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, I got him again.
Then we both got chills.
I saw him do that live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. With his tight, tight, tight leather pants.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're going to miss this.
No, but I think, you know, he's able to tap into a couple different, I don't want to be gross and say markets, but I feel like he's able to tap into a couple different, let's say, like, aesthetics, where it's like he's hitting that pop country, broad interest, like, you know, top 40 country radio kind of thing. But then also there is like a sadness to him that a lot of other contemporaries of his do not have, and the mm-hmm. darkness and sort of a longing that a lot of those guys don't stay in. And I feel like, you know, he has songs about drinking on the beach and being on a boat and everything, of course. But sure. He also stays here a lot, and I think that that's what makes him stand out. Apart from, and also his tattoos and his, you know, he's the kind of guy who, this song's about like Colorado, and, you know, he's a big, like, I feel like every concert he does is at Red Rocks. Yeah. Enough, by the way, enough Red Rocks, by the way.
Yeah.
It's outside. Bring it inside.
Put it inside. Come on inside.
Yeah, you're doing a show under a damn cliff.
Yeah. It's about time somebody took down Red Rocks and Peg or Two.
Yeah, you're about 20 minutes from the Pepsi Center. Bring it in there. Thank you.
Get in there. Have a nice Mountain Dew, bitch.
Yeah. It's horseshit.
Let Jokic see you play.
Yeah. Let Jokic watch the damn
concert. Come on. Jokic ain't going up to the goddamn Red Rocks. It's too big.
Imagine being seated behind Nicole Jokic.
At a Zach Brown Nicole concert. Jokic? I made a reference to Nicole Jokic when I did shows in Denver in October, and nobody got it.
What
the hell?
Like, not nobody, but like four people got it. It was like a lot of people. Like, I think it's a Bronco. Even though he's the MVP, it's a real Broncos town.
Yeah, these people are zonked out on their little weed cigarettes.
Yep,
they don't know what's going on around them, dude.
Yeah, they're too busy.
It's fucked up over there.
It really is. The air is thin. They're doing all their concerts under a big red rock. Stupid. No, I don't know.
Hey, Earth to stupid. You can go inside and listen to music now.
Yeah.
Rocks are supposed to be gray, dumbass.
Yeah.
Fucking right. I think I'm gonna go hiking at Red Rocks in Vegas today. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Red Rocks rule. Actually, I take back everything Luke said. Can I do that? Can I take back what Luke said?
Yeah, legally you can.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Red Rocks rules. All right, let's listen to another song. Let's hear Free. What do you say? All right, here we go.
Lay underneath the harvest moon, do all the things that lovers do, just me and you. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. And ever.
I never
He says no, we don't have a lot of money for a long time there.
Yeah, he says about eight right times.
Yeah. And I would like to posit that he does have a lot of money. It's weird to say it so many times, and it's like I get that it's not about that, like it's about a couple that's broke and
perhaps,
but he does have a lot of money.
Maybe he's referring to the royal we.
Yeah, that's true. We well, as a country.
Last time I checked, the royals have a lot of money too. Come on, guys.
That's a good point.
Let's get the podcast started.
Except for
let's go.
Pippa.
Start it up. Fire up the mics.
Tommy, fire up the mics.
Tommy, turn on your mic. Come on.
I like how I don't think anyone in music history had used the phrase harvest moon. I think that's really
cool. Yeah, you know what I like about the song is it's a romantic song, but it's also patriotic. And what more do you want from Zach Brown?
It's exactly what you want. That's exactly what you need.
We love this country, but we also we love each other, but we also love this country, and we love America's involvement in the Middle East.
Yes, that's true.
No, we that can't find any weapons.
Yeah.
The music video is the music video features footage filmed during a 9-day United Service Organization Armed Forces Entertainment sponsored tour across Kuwait and Iraq.
Boom.
Yep.
Boom. It's you like love we're, it. Aren't we talking about driving in like the South American Southwest, and he's like, "Let's film from a Black Hawk in Kuwait."
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
That's nice. I didn't even know that.
For it, feel more in love than occupying Middle Eastern countries.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. This is 2008. And, I feel like Zach Brown was a guy who was really supporting the war in Iraq all the way through. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong.
See it to fruition. I sounded like Yoda there.
Yeah.
All right. We got one more song here. We got to get to these comments because we have a hard out today.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear the last song on this list. I've got to pull it up here because I don't remember what it was. Okay. We have Sweet Annie. Mm. Whoa, Sweet Annie. Wham-a-lam.
Let's just pretend that's the song.
That was the song.
Sweet Annie.
Very good. All right, here's Sweet Annie.
Late night bar seemed to be my line of work. Believe me when I say I can't stay this high forever. This man's had all he can stand. Time to lay this body down. Sweet Annie, can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy. But one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its vibe. But don't give up on me.
Colder Weather Part 2.
I mean, it sounds like, that's why I picked it. It sounds like fucking Colder melody. Weather, dude. Yeah, yeah, what the, but honestly, man, that's a lot of his shit.
It works,
like,
yeah.
A lot of his shit sounds really similar, like, the one he did with Jimmy Buffett.
Knee deep in the water somewhere.
Knee deep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds like we're all in the same boat. Fishing in the same, oh, and it's like it's really, really, and obviously this is a big that we're not the first people to hit this on country music, but like usually that's like artist to artist, but like these songs, a lot of them sound really, really, really similar. Almost this one's almost criminally similar to Colder Weather.
He should do the like the guy from CCR who sued sued John Fogerty because his solo music sounded too similar to CCR.
No,
Zach
it's
Brown
literally
should just sue himself.
So funny.
Yeah, he's just he should represent both sides. Yeah. No, but it's so weird. Like even the lyrics, like because Sweet Annie is about like. A guy who wants to, who's on the road too much. The only difference is, I think, paradoxically, he's asking, I can't really tell, but it sounds like he's asking Annie to, he's like, I'm tired of being on the road. Annie should stay with me. But it's like, why don't you stay with Annie, Papa? What are you doing?
Hey, buddy.
She's got the nice apartment.
Yeah. You compromise. Yeah.
You're the one living in your tour van or whatever.
You're over at Red Rocks.
Yeah. Get out of the rock.
Go inside, brother. Stop living on the rocks.
You're making a
Your
grind.
Back probably hurts from staying on the rocks all goddamn.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Go to the Pepsi Center.
Go to the Pepsi Center.
Oh, boy. All right. Great playlist you sent us here. There was a couple things I wanted to say before we get to the comments. One, I found so Saving Country Music is a publication that fucking hates this guy.
Really?
They just go at him a lot. A lot of the hate for Zach Brown that I was finding comes from savingcountrymusic.com, and they posted on Facebook because there's Jason Aldean came at Zach Brown for going at Luke Bryan. It was a whole thing. And Jason Aldean says, nobody gives a shit what you think to Zach Brown. And then this is also around the time I think that the new album came out. And in the comments, I love this because it's just like clearly a burn on this person thinks this is such a nasty ass burn on Zach Brown. But this is someone defending Zach Brown going at Jason Aldean, but still they go, oh come on Jason, don't make us dislike you more. Watch your language. I think your song would sound good ... on pop radio. And then they say it's not country, and what's with the hokey earrings? I think pop singers wear those as well. There's just something like so coded about how they're writing pop that really cracked me up.
Oh yeah.
But this has been the Zach Brown Experience. We have some comments to get to before we wrap this thing up. And we always go to the Patreon first. Let's see if anybody on the Patreon. I haven't checked yet. Right? And we have some comments on the old Patreon. If you want your comments guaranteed to be read, get on the Patreon. It's just $3 a day a month, and you're all set. James Buntrock says, love Zach Brown. He has two of my favorite all-time road trip songs in Highway 20 Ride and Colder Weather. There you go. Colder Boom. Weather gets a shout-out. Nick C. says, Chicken Fried is the ultimate karaoke song if you can't carry a tune. Interesting. That's a good list. If you're bad at singing, what can you sing? There should be a list like that. Chicken
Short
Fried
skirt,
is
long
on
jacket.
The list. Yes.
Most rap Matthew. Songs.
Yeah, but you got to have the breath for it, too. Some people think
That's
they
fair.
Can do a rap song, then they go up there, they get overwhelmed.
That's true. That's true.
Matthew Potter says, Jimmy Buffett of a generation. I'm drinking, but also kind of sad. Also, also, Tommy wishes he was knee-deep in a horse somewhere.
What the hell happened here with these horses?
It's horses now, Luke.
That's all you need to know.
My God.
That's all you need to know.
My God.
Dylan Pryor says, unfairly typecast as the Chicken Fried guys, much like Buffett and Margaritaville, but have a lot more to offer, especially the first three albums. Listen to Who Knows, a 10-minute jam that sounds more like the Allman Brothers than pop country.
Dylan's one of my college buddies. He's I think he's got a somewhere where he's like extremely smart and has like this incredible taste in the movies, but Jimmy Buffett and Zach Brown are like his shit. So I'm not surprised he commented on this one. Yeah.
That was the Patreon. Did we get anything on the Twitter?
We just got one. Johnny Metz said, I saw him once at Bonnaroo under a huge tent. It was raining hard and the wind got stronger throughout the show. During a cover of Into the Mystic, great song, rain began blowing sideways into the center of the tent, so it felt like a hurricane concert. Absolutely magical and surreal. That sounds
cool. Wow.
It is sounds like more of a review of the weather than the concert.
Yeah. See, this is why you got to go inside, brother. You don't got to deal with all that shit.
Hey, we asked for the music, not the weather.
There he is.
Let's go.
Another thing from the McAfee, because he does a lot of covers when he plays live. Another thing that made me laugh in the McAfee interview, he's like, when you play fucking Enter Sandman, we were going crazy. And he didn't really comment any of the original songs.
That's great.
Awesome. Maybe you should just go and see Metallica. He's just really hyped up this Enter Sandman cover.
I will say I'm going to see him in October here in California. Ooh. And I'm happy if you guys will oblige. I'd love to update it, you know, in early 2024 or late 2023, give you an update on what the
maybe
live
Q1?
Experience is like. Yeah, maybe Q1, Q4. No,
we'll see how the Q4 numbers are doing.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Once
top
we get
of
report.
Year, top of year.
Really fast before we play it, before I read some of the Facebook comments. Tommy sent us a song from the Pans album, The Owl, that I do want to listen to some of.
Hit me.
It's really bad.
It's so
it's called
funny.
OMW.
Yep.
All right, here is OMW.
Did you mean to call me, or was that just a pocket dial? Just another pocket dial, infamous pocket dial. And if you meant to call me, I just can't speak now. The way that I can speak now, my environment's too loud. But I was thinking about you early on today. Must have felt the frequency. Must have felt that energy. Might be connected to me. When you see that
I can't even sucks. Do anymore. It's so bad. It's
believe I'm on my way. That OMW.
I mean, it boggles the mind. There's almost no reaction to it. It's like
that's rough.
At first, I was like, I could see this being a Drake song, and then it immediately left the.
The Drake zone.
The hook is so bad.
It's really, really bad.
You imagine that his band must have that relationship where they have to tell him every idea is good. Because
totally.
And he's like, so what kind of bass part are you thinking for this? And he starts singing OMW.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, my God.
That is when you see that BRB.
What did he say was,
be right back.
Was infamous? What was the beginning
of infamous,
infamous pocket dial.
The infamous pocket dial.
Infamous pocket dial. My environment's too loud. It sucks so much. All right, I'll read a
Jesus,
couple.
Man.
Actually, I'm just going to read one from the Facebook. If you want your comments guaranteed to be read, get over onto the Patreon. Adam Kashner, who works for a country music station in Indianapolis, I believe.
Nice.
Said he and his band would do eat and greets before concerts. They would cook with the staff chefs and then serve fans food while taking pictures. Kick-ass dudes.
That's awesome. Right, good to know. That's awesome.
Yes, I do love that concept, yeah.
That is cool. All right. Time to rate the playlist out of six. But before we do that, you get to give us your final thoughts on Zach Brown. What do you got for us, Luke?
I think ultimately you're looking at a guy. He has a lot of divorced guy energy. I think we've established that. Despite his divorced guy energy, I think he has reached the status of American icon.
Mm-hmm.
In my eyes, I believe him to be in the sort of he's through sheer will of and talent has put himself in the pantheon of great country singers of the early part of this century, and I believe ultimately he deserves praise despite his despite some of the turns into technopop that he made. I think that he's important, and I think that if you can't leave him out of the modern country music conversation. God bless Zach Brown and God bless this beautiful country. Thank you guys so much. I close that.
Well put. Well put.
Messes up the whole recording.
Right. All right. My review of this is not going to be fair because I can't help but factor in that song we just heard. I can't help it. I know it's not your fault.
It's not
I know
you're going to
put it in there. But I cannot, in good conscience, give this a 4 out of 6. I'm going 3.9 out of 6.
All right.
It did tug at my heartstrings, so I have to give it that. It's not hard to do necessarily, but I got to give him that. His voice is great, and 3.9 out of 6 is not bad for country. I think for pop country. Tommy, what do you think?
I think this gets at the nostalgia for me, and you know, I'm never going to listen to a Zach Brown album front to back, but I bet I would have a good time at one of those concerts. I bet I'd like the eat and greet. I bet I'd wear one of those hats, and
the Make America Great Again ones.
I'm going high. I'm going 5 out of 6.
Let's go, dude.
I think his voice is good. I like the big roots rocky stuff.
Fair enough.
OMW is a legendary bad song, though, and I'm very happy we played it.
Yep.
I'm glad I remembered that. That would have been a tragedy if I forgot to play that right at the end. Luke, you also get to rate the playlist out of 6. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to probably be in this. I'm going to Price is Right Tommy and say 5.1.
Wow. Not giving him a full 6.
Now I don't get the
Tommy
washing
now
machine.
Loses the vacation package. That's too bad.
No, I just don't understand the concept at all. No, I mean, look, I think that he gets some points off for the pretty significant diversion into a different genre of music and for his oblique support of the Iraq War.
Yes.
Allegedly. And also, I just would like to close my personal comment by saying that, just to concur with you guys, I can really imagine Tommy in one of those bowler cowboy hats. I want nothing more than to see him.
Soon.
I think I'm going to get Tommy one of those hats.
A Bert Kreischer hat. Yeah. Get him in one of these.
See
the next step in Tommy's life.
If you get me one, I'll wear it at the next Boardwalk Comedy.
Dude, we got to do that. I think that would be so funny. I'm just like, I immediately when Tommy said that, I was like, I'm going on Amazon. I'm buying the hat.
It's a good look. I think it's going to work for you. That's going to be big.
Yeah.
Luke, give us those plugs.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. a happening in my head is my album coming out April 21st, and then it's just my name on all the social media applications. Thank you guys for having me.
Get, dude, you're my the pleasure. Best. We love you, Luke.
Love you guys.
Get on there, happening in his head. I think he's going to stick with that title. So
yeah. We're gonna... Wait, is that someone else's title?
No.
Oh,
no, it's a great title. It looks like my album special thing is coming out in May, according to 800 Pound Gorilla. It's called Takar Noir. Get over there, check that out. Follow me on all the social media if you're not already. But I'm in Vegas right now for the rest of the week. So if you listen to this, you happen to live in Vegas, come around, buy a T-shirt. They're moving like hotcakes. And I'll be in Wichita coming up, and I got some other dates. Phoenix. Come out to a show. We're going to have a good time. Tommy, what do you got?
Yeah, just check out my Instagram. I post about shows in New York. I'll be in Chicago in April, I think, starting 4/20. So all my smokers come out and see me that weekend.
Hey, now.
Everybody travel from Denver over there. Let's go.
That's right.
And I'll be putting out an album on 801 Pound Gorilla.
All right. We love you guys. Thanks for putting up with the week off. I'm sorry again. I was sick. All right. Thanks again, Luke. We love you, brother.
Love you guys.
Check
Thank
out
you
the
for
album.
Having me. Appreciate it.
Follow our boy, Luke. We'll see you guys next week. Get on the Patreon. Keep it crispy. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.